side or the personal side. It would be a first, but again, in typical Port Con fashion, we're good, man. We're gonna make it work. It's gonna be fine. So, with no further ado, I'm having trouble seeing today, so I'm gonna be like this. Don't worry about me, I'm just blind. Can I even make it bigger? No. Okay, cool. So, they're entering from there, I reckon. Or from there. Again, blind, so I don't know. But Liz is wrangling the troops. We have very many lovely contestants who are here to do skits or walk-ons for you. It's a lot of courage needed to get up on a stage, so no matter what they've done, show them some love. This is Maine. It's what we do. The audience existing here, I can't see you, but I do love you too. Starting us out, according to my spreadsheet, and we're hoping it's right, I've got Samantha Mollier and Rebecca St. Marie as Tsukiyama Shu and Kaneki Ken from Tokyo Ghoul. Maybe. Or Liz. Yeah, Liz! Alright, let's get our ghoul on. Come on up, you have been announced. The stage is yours. Do it. You're good.
Hello, everyone. Today I've got limited time, so I'm going to cut to the chase, but I need 1 second first. Alright, so we all suffer a moment in our lives where we meet someone kind of clingy, with borderline stalker tendencies. Someone you feel like might literally want to eat you all up. Well, I'd like to warn you about these types of predators by sharing my own story.
Oh, Kaneki Ken!
Great. Oh, Monde, I got that wonderful invitation from you, and I must say, when I received this little thing from, well, none other than Kaneki, of all people, I just cannot pass on such a wonderful little thing. So I must say, oh my, a public display of affection, how bold. I must say, it is a real honor. You actually decided to show up.
Of course I would. Why would I miss those invitations from
one? Well, I need to get you down here somehow, so it's not actually a date. You're helping me with a presentation. I was talking about how to identify someone. High class?
Oh.
So I figured I might as well call on the only person I know who's high class.
Fortissimo, of course I'll help you. I knew you would call on moi for something eventually. But, may I ask you something? Is this also a presentation on how to attract somebody high class? Because you know, Kaneki-kun, you are very good at that as well, Monzo.
No, nothing like that. We need to keep it PG-13, so nothing like that. There are children in this audience.
Well then, why don't we just make baby back ribs to get over it?
No! We're not doing that!
Fine. What shall I do then?
You are going to come stand over here so I can point out different features.
How boring. But I suppose if my dear Kaneki-kun wishes me to present me to all these wonderful people as his partner, wink wink, then I have no other choice but to be his and be there for all of you and present myself.
Yes, okay, now be quiet for 5 seconds so I can point out different features.
Wait, but I want to put out there again. there is a, like, you should really reconsider the whole seduction piece of this, because, you know, before I met you, Kaneki, my heart was ice. I was nothing but a dark soul in a dark world. I was there for 20 years looking for somebody to open my heart. The chains, the shackles, it was loneliness, nothing but tasteless meals to keep me occupied. And then you came to me. Ah, the morsel so delicious. You were the kind of key to Moi's heart. You unlocked everything. Oh, we were the perfect harmony together.
Can I have 5 seconds to get on with the presentation?
I suppose.
Thank you. Now come stand over here. Good Sugiyama. All right, everyone. Identify the clingy, often overly flamboyant, predator.
Predator?
Yes, predator.
I see. Predator. So then, if I'm the predator, you must be my little white rabbit. I do enjoy fabulous little roleplay, Kaneki. But I must say one little thing. This does remind me of the time I took you to the altar. But of course, you know, 3 was a real crowd, and then 3 turns to 4, and then that little purple-haired witch got in the way. You know, this time we should go solo, you know, like a... you know, we should do it right this time. What do you say? It'd be so dulce.
I am never setting foot in a church again. That is what I say.
Why not? I don't know what's so bad the first time. I thought the date went pretty well that time.
It did not. You tried to kill me, may I remind you?
Kill? Sure, I got a little out there, I got a little extreme, but I wouldn't say it went that bad.
All right, everyone.
We're in Maine. Why don't we go to the ocean? It's just a stone throws away. You and I, walking grunts in the ocean. We could go together. Think of it, you and I. A picnic on the beaches. You know, the ocean would wash away the bloody, the remains. We could watch the sharks jumping. Oh, wait, is that dolphins? I'm not a real expert, you know, but I'd be fortissimo.
No. So if you were foolish enough to get yourself a Sukiyama, and foolish enough, once again, to let them in, you are pretty much going to end up history. Because he can't get rid of them. They're like parasites.
Parasites?
Yes.
Okay, let me make this clear, Kaneki. I am a part of you as much as you are a part of me. It's an equal relationship here. I am the dagger under your pillow. I protect you, my sweet dear Kaneki. I am the sweetener to your coffee.
I prefer my coffee black, actually.
In that case, I...
Actually, I got another question for you. Since when have you ever done something kind or even romantic that hasn't involved turning me into the perfect dinner roast?
I admit, my dreams can get a little wild.
Can you name one thing? One thing at all?
All right. I must admit, the people in this audience are clouding my mind, okay? The sweet aromas of everybody. Just give me a moment to think, all right?
30 seconds.
Oh dear. Oh God. I designed your clothing for you, so you and I may look fabulous together walking the beaches. It's fabulous, no?
No.
Show the audience. See, I am a fabulous fashionista.
No, it's not magnifique. You staked your claim on me. You drew yourself drooling. Is that that stupid handkerchief? Do you even still have that thing?
Oui, I do. It is a memento from our very first day together. How could I throw this thing away? You with your curl hair. Ah, so sweet. Oh, it still has your sweet aroma as well.
You're creepy.
Creepy, a little out there. I like to be eccentric, romantic. You know, I like to give everything from the first date. Ah, the little cut on your finger. Ah, which is also perfect, was it not? What? What's wrong? You seem annoyed with me.
I kinda am, and I'm also considering something else.
That is?
With Jason and continue sitting here or standing here talking to you.
You cannot be serious, Kaneki.
Am I laughing?
Jason is a pig who has
treated you far worse than I ever have. I mean, I saved little things like this out of the kindness of my heart because I adore you. I made you things like that because I adore you. Like, I will never lose you again.
At least Jason doesn't stalk me. I'm out of here.
Kaneki? Mon amour, did I seriously upset you that much?
Yes!
Oh dear. Do you need a tissue for your ish? Oh god, that's inappropriate. Kaneki-kun? Oh my god. Oh god. Kanamoto, I can solve this, I can fix this. Okay, Kaneki-kun, return!
Note, I'm gonna try my best with everyone's names, but there will be a name that I mutilate here and there, and it is no offense, but again, I can't see, and some names are strange, but yours seem simple enough, so please welcome Tori Trainer. She's the Dark Magician Girl from Yu-Gi-Oh! Woo! That's not good. join us. It's Brittany. She's Kagero from the Toho Project. Yeah! Whenever you're ready. Oh, this is gonna be cool. Oh, we got some Common Guard up in now. Where my color guard at? Oh yeah! Jazz toes. Alright. Okay. Yeah. You got it. So this is Erica. Yeah? Are you Erica?
Yes.
Sweet! Erica Groovy Grunts. Groovy Grunts! It's Aloha from Dramatical Murder. Next up, Benny and Holman. He's from something called, I've heard of Undertale. And he'll be, it's Mediton.
Wasting.
like me. Don't try to push my wires. Don't cry, cause you're so bright. Don't try with big sharp ears. You will hate yourself in the end. Don't cry to be so wise. Don't cry cause you're so right. Don't try to fix your fears, cause you will hate yourself in the end. You say that dreams are dreams. I'm not gonna play the fool anymore. You say cause I still got more soul. Take your time, baby, put me somewhere down. Reach yourself to reach yourself before you go. Reflection of fear leads to shadows and things. Shadows and things. Don't try to live so wise. Don't cry cause you're so right. Don't try to fix your fears, cause you will hate yourself in the end. You will hate yourself in the end. You will hate yourself in the end. You will hate yourself in the end.
Please welcome Green Noise as Ed Elwert from Full Metal Alchemist.
swimming on the lake.
That's a good great accent too. It's falling apart. Interesting note. Have you guys been following the Ultimate Anime Bracket of Destiny on Facebook? Full Metal Alchemist won! Out of 64 possible anime series or movies, it took the top. It was a long, difficult struggle. Somehow it defeated Cowboy Bebop, but I guess you guys are like really diehard Full Metal Alchemist fans in the fact that it's got like a full-length series and the Brotherhood and the movies and the video games, whereas Cowboy Bebop was like, what? Little series and a movie? But it was so good! Full Metal Alchemist is so good! And I really enjoyed all of your like debates and passionate fighting for the ones that you love, like Sean Wilson's despair at the death of Gurren Lagann, and Mick being like Pokemon versus Digimon, and when they turned it into like the presidential race, like it's because of the super delegates. No. It was just a really great time, and I'm so glad everyone got so invested in it. We are definitely doing it again next year. Jessica Duffy is Evie Fry from Assassin's Creed Syndicate. I don't see any peace bonding on that. So many ribbons. What's the mechanical frog say? Fine. Elizabeth Gentile, I'm sorry I can't see, is Katara of the Water Tribe. Stephen McLean, Marth of Super Smash Bros. 4.
Nina, be tentacle.
I'm definitely gonna say these wrong, I'm so sorry. Mayor Doyle and Mez Dennis are Foxy and Bonnie from Five Nights at Freddy's. Let's plays of those? I can't do it. I can't. Ollie Rossi is Honoka Kosaka from Love Live! School Idol Project. Yeah!
One performance, that's all I wanted, but...
Yeah.
It's too hot, they all said. It's just too hot. We'll fall down again, like in No Brand Girls, they all said. It's one time. Just one time. Either way, I mean, Aqua can perform in summer, so why can't we? Even if the rest of my group decided to ditch me, so I had to relearn the dance, to do it by myself. You want to see a real idol perform, right?
Yeah!
For sure! Yeah! Okay,
Yeah. Next up, Eric Clancy is the Iron Tadger of BlazBlue.
I am the Red Devil of Sector 7, Iron Tager! Remember, kids, science is awesome.
Defend this planet and all who call it home, including all of you.
That includes me too. Yeah, I'm defending. Next. Yeah, it is. Oh. As a character, oh, Undertale, and, oh God, not again.
Story, and well, I remember it like it was just yesterday.
Yes, yes.
Nice effect.
Thank you. So there I was, scared out of my wits, face to face with a dragon, about to do something no Viking had ever done before. And then something amazing happened. for the big finish.
Do it again.
make them?
Oh, geez.
I'm not wearing them.
Rose and Brian Brewer. and Carmelita Fox from Sly Cooper.
No.
All right, it
people. We only have a few weeks till the tri-annual, tri-console, no longer including the tricycle race, Video Game Olympics. The last few years, we have lost to Team Final Fantasy.
I know. Who has ever heard of a chocobo race?
Don't even get me started with that. I'm so fond of feathers in mine.
Alvin! You don't need to hear about your feather situation.
My hair, see? My hair.
Anyway, last year was that team's Final Fantasy, because we are stepping it up this time.
We need to play to our strengths.
Okay, what do you suggest?
Well, what are our skills?
I don't know if there's an event in my specialty.
Well, I have fancied a good game with Cross.
Nice, I could see that. But what about something that shows up sword skills, like fencing? Care for a duel, anyone?
I would prefer to be more refined in our sport. There's nothing like crushing your enemy with a strong backhand smash.
If it's refinement you're looking for, nothing gets more exact than hitting the target dead center.
Same for the Highland. Besides, it needs to be a team.
That's a good point.
Oh, yeah.
Any suggestions?
Soccer? You mean football?
American or wrestling?
Basketball?
Polo?
Volleyball?
Capture the flag?
How about the greatest game ever played?
It's like she's trying to tell us something.
What is it, girl? Blowing it a while?
When will she get her voice back?
If only she was still mindless, then we could use her for a cheating or something.
Hey, that is a real sport and really hard.
Wait. Forget the cheerleading. We need something that can be mindlessly repetitive.
No, bad! Your legs would not look good in a miniskirt.
That's a great idea, Colette. We have some really great cooks on this team. And some dog.
Cooking it, is that?
Sounds good enough to me.
All right, let's do this.
Charge! Believe it or not, that's all our contestants. So please, hold on a moment, because we've got to do like prizes and stuff. And winners and things, and then afterward there will be some time to do photographs of the peeps and their things. So, I'm going to speak with my cohort, Liz, about who's gonna be wieners. Also, craftsmanship judges. They've got their shtick to do, and that's gonna happen. Yay! I give up the podium.
The four of us witnessed so many beautiful entries that came by this morning to get their work evaluated. There's so much time and energy and effort that's put into making cosplays, and we had so many wonderful people. There are beautiful cosplays all over this convention, and we have some great crafters who show up here year after year. And we wish we could just give awards to all of them because they look so great, but there's some that have just stood out above and beyond the rest. And we want to present those results to you now. For our honorable mention, we have many categories, but for honorable mention, this is for a cosplayer that we've seen really struggle and work hard to really develop their skill and put together something that is just beautiful. And for our honorable mention award, we've chosen Erica Grubrumpt as Alba Saragaki. We're also going to force them all to stand up on stage until we're all done.
Judges Award. Again, as you mentioned, we struggled to come up with all of these categories, and it's really hard, but this one, we figured we probably ought to get in before she became a professional Mandalorian merc. Paige Kuplinski as a Mandalorian OC. Are you here? I guess we'll get her later.
Next up, for prop, we have Michael Giannini, as Pyramid Head.
Yeah,
he's an amazing pyramid head. He's on platforms, he's standing like a million people.
Stage.
Yeah, I don't think he would fit on stage. but yeah, check him out. He's got some really great craftsmanship going on.
So the third prize which is the category of double theme bow, which this prize is awarded for the costume that best incorporates both the theme of tabletop gaming and the theme of sports ball. And that, by far, has to go to Charmander. Adam, we still have her. You are the proud winner and owner of a variety of swag from the board game tabletop area. So, congratulations. Next, the second award goes to most creative. We try to find people that are that tie into the tabletop gaming, but that doesn't always happen. In this particular case, it did not. However, I'd like to award the most creative, specifically for the most creative use of a ribbon to represent water. Elizabeth Gentile, you are the proud winner. Very welcome, and it has been signed by all of the chairs of the tabletop gaming area as well. So it's a nice compliment of your new friend. Thank you. All right. And top honors. This is the prize awarded to the most impressive costume presented to the judges that represents the theme of tabletop gaming. And so for us, that really goes to Tori Triner, who's the Dark Magician Girl. So. It's not going to be something I'm handing you because you have earned a pass to next year's convention. Thank you very much.
Now for the actual masquerade skitty skit things. We have best walk on, best skit, best in show, OMG, WTF, BBQ. And the Legacy Gift Prize winner trophy thing. First off, for the best walk-on, I would like to please invite back to the stage Kayla White and Andrew Silver from Sly Cooper. Really awesome. For the best skit, I'm really awesome. Please welcome back Brittany. She was Kangaroo from the Toho Project. And she did like Brittany Package. This was for sure best in show. It's Brian Noyes, Maggie Berry. Hey, I'm Toothless. That's my point. I want to make the most awkward and difficult walk back on stage possible. No, because you earned it. Because this is super awesome. And your skit was hilarious. And your glasses are on point. Yeah. spot on, too. Like, you sound just like Hiccup. It's incredible.
Yeah!
Impressive! Prize. It's renamed. Last year was the Tiger Prize in honor of a past friend. We've renamed it the Legacy Prize just in case. You never know. We just, well, it's the Legacy. We're leaving a legacy. It's all right. Last year was spies, and I gave you all a mission. Your mission was to return here next year. Thank you. Mission complete successfully. You've done it. Thank you for coming back. You're awesome. Please do it again. Just keep coming. Just keep, make it through the year. See us again here. I will miss anyone who doesn't show. I promise you that. Did a lot of thinking about what sort of prize or what sort of
requirements is it?
What sort of criteria is a good one? Criterion.
That's okay too.
And thinking about it, I was thinking about this character in particular, Alphys. She's like super nerdy and super shy and really beats up on herself. And I do that all the time. It took me a long time. And I still worry a lot about what people think about me, but I came to the realization that no one on the planet can say anything worse to me that I haven't already said or thought to myself. I am awful to myself, and I need to stop it. And I've been turning it around, and I think I just want everyone else here to kind of recognize that typically we are our worst bullies. And bullying is a thing, and there's other people involved. But just be kinder to yourself is what I'm asking. That's your mission for next year, just to be kinder to yourself. Because you're here, and that's awesome. So many of you are dressed up, that's awesome. You're here because you love something, you're passionate about something, that's awesome. That means you're alive, well done. And sometimes you can be like really nervous, really scared, you're shy, whatever, but you push through it, and courage is the heart of a lion. Someone said that to me once, and I was like, wow, lion heart, that's cool. Hey. I think about that all the time. It's like someone was able to say that to me. Courage is the heart of a lion, just because I was afraid to do something, but then I did it anyway. So I kind of want to pass that on to this next person, who, from as I understand, was super nervous, but did something really beautiful and really improved my day and my calling by hearing it. That would be Lily Gates, who played the ukulele. Yeah. Thank you. Don't look so sad. It's a good thing. It was really awesome. Thank you guys for mission complete, coming back, and I expect to see every single one of you here next year as well. No excuses, unless the bridge needs. One more thing before we go. Our mascot is waving at me emphatically with brightly colored balls. This is not something that happens often. So I'm gonna pass it over to our official PortCon mascot. She's so awesome.
Gifts. So this year is obviously year sports ball. So I am looking to give out one of the balls for